Dr. Lund was talking about Mary Lewis.
She saved all of her money, as I was commenting, and lived very, very quiet, money-saving, humble life. She left an endowment to MSU College of Human Ecology to support research and programs in child nutrition. I had never, ever known anyone like her. Never. But I think of all the people that I have met in this college, she is the one I most remember and am the most grateful to, because of a kind of image that she leaves in your mind, which is beautiful. There was one other question that you asked, and that was, oh, what am I going to do now that I'm retired?
In your spare time.
In my spare time. Well, let me tell you that back when I was a kid, I wanted to go into archaeology. And my grandfather, who was a practical soul, said, no woman is going to amount to anything in that field at the present time. True. And what do you mean you want to do things like dig up dead people? What kind of business is that? And when he described it that way, and I was in high school, I sort of decided maybe he was right. However, that does not mean that I still don't have tremendous interest in information and studies of the historical periods that we know relatively little about. And so I'm interested in the eras, like the 200 years before the Common Era started, and 200 or 300 years beyond that 500-year span. And so that's what I'm studying. And it's a private study. Mm-hmm. I have a good time doing that. Also, I'm working on helping units develop their gifting programs, the development fund programs, and I find that interesting. And that keeps me busy.
Have you been traveling?
Well, no. And I want to tell you why. Because when I was a dean, I visited every single airport in this whole U.S. and several overseas, and they're all alike and not very interesting. I've seen all the sites so that when I open the National Geographic magazine, I say, been there, done that. And you eventually decide, maybe home is where I should be for a while. So maybe in the future I'll go stomping off again, but I think it's unlikely. I also have acquired two Basset Hounds. Mm-hmm. Basset Hounds are a dog designed by a university committee. They have no, the front is not related to the back. You know, it's one of those things. And so I've become a mother of a kind.
Well, I want to thank you for the time that we spend in sharing your knowledge and experience here as a dean and a faculty member at Michigan State. And I do appreciate you taking the time. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jeff.